You work hard for your money. You should be rewarded for that. That's why so many people are switching to Consumers Credit Union. Member-owned, Consumers offers tremendous advantages, like earning up to 5.09% APY for doing things you're likely already doing. Plus, you can use any ATM anywhere, and Consumers refunds the fees. It's no wonder Consumers Free Rewards Checking is recognized as one of the best high-yield checking accounts nationwide. Account qualifications apply. Signing up is a breeze at myconsumers.org. Consumers Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
We're all looking for a little assistance adjusting to our new lives at home. ComEd can help. Through the CARE Financial Assistance Program and flexible payment options, we'll try to find a financial assistance solution that works for you. We're also suspending disconnections and waiving any new late charges through at least June 1st. If your service has already been disconnected, please call us at 800-334-7661. ComEd. Let's power through this together.
Times are challenging right now around the country. But True Green knows that the grass will get greener. You may be spending more time enjoying your lawn this season than ever before. And True Green can help make your lawn happy, healthy, and weed-free. Go to truegreen.com to receive 50% off your spring application. At True Green, we'll take care of your lawn. You take care of you.
Plumbing emergency? Call the professionals at Plumbers 911. Available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Plumbers 911 licensed professionals have 10,000 hours of training and get the job done right the first time. Call now 1-833-PLUM-911.
While hopefully you're all staying safe and healthy, many of you are probably at home now. You can use some of the time to spring clean, which brings me to that old car just taking up space in your garage. The time has come to get rid of it. When you donate your car to Cars for Kids, it can live on by giving kids a chance to succeed. And it can all be done in the comfort of your home. Thousands of people have experienced the ease and convenience of donating to Cars for Kids. No need to go out or do anything in person. You don't even have to be at your car when it's picked up. In an era when everything is just a few clicks away, donating a car should be no different. Go to carsforkids.com and donate with a click of a button or call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. They'll send someone to pick up your car contact-free, and you'll receive a tax receipt and voucher for a vacation that can be used for 1 year. See for yourself how simple it is. Go to carsforkids.com or call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS now to donate. Remember, that's cars with a K.
This segment is brought to you by University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Each day brings new challenges at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. They are tackling them head-on with compassion, ingenuity, and determination, just like they have for over 150 years. That's the power of I. Visit power.illinois.edu to learn more.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Nancy, how about a little happy birthday when we get a chance? We got to do a great production here.
Radio 670 The Score. It's not my birthday too, but it is your birthday, and you say so. And happy birthday, David! It's
thank you.
Yeah, a glorious birthday in quarantine. We've been through a lot of them, and so happy for you.
I don't have a funny story about a McCaskey singing me happy birthday like you do, but thank you nonetheless. It's very nice to be remembered. On your birthday. Yeah, that, kind of weird with the quarantine thing, so you can't really, you know, what do you have planned? You going to go to the living room or the dining room? Oh, maybe the basement.
You know? You can go outside. You can walk out.
No, you can. Yeah, definitely have those plans. That's every day, though. I mean, I think that it's been fun throughout this. I mean, fun is that's a kind of relative word, but I think that being able to get out and exercise every day has been just necessary, because if you're going to be confined to and this is, we're lucky, we're still working, we're still talking sports without sports to have any results, but when you work in your studio that is your home for 9 weeks, getting outside is definitely something that we need to do, and doing it every day has helped a lot.
I like that you called it your studio. I don't know whether to think of you like in a room with like eggshell around you that would kill noise, or to think of you like in a little room where you're painting your studio. I'm in a closet, okay? So my studio isn't exactly ideal. It's just the closest spot to the Wi-Fi router.
Well, my studio sounds a lot fancier than it actually is because, as I told you when we started this, we used to use this for storage. It's attached to our deck. It's sort of an extension to our house. And so what you do is you kind of do what you need to do. And the first day of the quarantine broadcast, I was in our basement, which is right below our bedroom. And so at 5 o'clock, I was like, "Good morning, Molly. How you doing?" And my wife's like, "Are you kidding me? Is this the way it's going to be until until it isn't?" And I'm like, "Well, how bad was it?" She's, "Well, I didn't get back to sleep." So having known that afternoon, I was basically tasked with finding a better solution.
Yeah.
So this is a new spot. It's been a good solution. And so I will call it my studio forever because it is my little cubbyhole of a studio.
Yeah, I told you, I've burnt out all the light bulbs getting down here, so I'm now in the basement. I've got a little lamp that I've moved in, so it's really kind of pleasant lighting. I've been thinking I should light some candles or something, you know, get some very cool vibe.
A little mood lighting would be good. Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
It'd be fun. See,
has Blair gotten up yet, David? Because I know he's going to bake you the cake, right?
Depending on how late he stayed up last night, you know, when your 19-year-old moves back home after living a college lifestyle for the last year and a half, as a parent, you're like, yeah, we're adapting to him, and you forget, well, he's adapting to you, and he doesn't like your presence any more sometimes than you want his, so... Yeah, I think he is actually up. He's one of these guys that gets up pretty early and gets going. So I think I hear him around. But you can't hear my dogs barking, which is the beauty of this makeshift studio that you don't have to worry about because my dogs right now are barking.
Does that mean your feet hurt?
That's not a euphemism either. No. I mean, my actual golden retrievers are at the front door of my house. I know this, barking out the door because they are seeing somebody walking by and they want somebody to pay attention to them because they are so neglected.
All right, so we have decided to work on Monday. You will have the birthday hangover, which is totally acceptable.
Okay.
But will we have any information about economic proposals in baseball? Do you think this bomb explodes over the weekend? Are we waiting for next week? Are we going post-holiday on this thing? Do they want to be able to grill in peace in Major League Baseball? Or what do you see as the timetable here?
I think that what we're going to see in terms of Major League Baseball is news story about the reaction to the official proposal. I think that probably is as far as we're going to get this weekend. We'll hear. I would be really surprised if they don't exchange officially the proposal today or tomorrow or over the weekend, because I think that, and we may also hear about how May 24th is maybe... Maybe I'm overthinking this, but it did come up yesterday in sort of reporting the Cubs story that's when the guaranteed money or the money that was forwarded, advanced for them to pay players runs out. And so that's when things get real. And so I wonder if that will change the willingness to compromise or change the spirit or tone of the discussion. I would be surprised, Molly, if Memorial Day weekend, if it's not Monday, then maybe on Tuesday, if we don't get a little bit closer to either a feeling that this is going to fall apart or come together. But either way, I think we're going to have more to deal with in terms of tangible, you know, evidence to or cues or hints than we do right now.
Yeah, I was reading that I think it was Bob Nightingale. Somebody wrote that there would be the financial proposal or the, you know, their proposal would be presented today. That this was kind of a day they were looking to. Now, I don't know that they have gotten through all the health and safety. I don't know if they need to counter the counter. So they gave them the 67-page report, and there was some pushback, nothing dramatic, nothing to use a made-up word, either dramatic or drastic, but there were a couple of things that they wanted to straighten out. So I'm uncertain if that means today's a straighten out day or if they actually will give them the economic proposal. I would hope they'd get to it, David, and not just because of the March 24th date, but just because if you're going to start spring training, you're going to need to know that in the next week to 10 days, because you're going to need to figure out who goes where and how you get there. You know, I said this to you before, the idea of a 3 week or a month to get ready for a baseball season seems insane to me. You know, I just watched the Bundesliga spend 6 weeks getting ready, and they weren't in shape on their first, there were still some guys that seemed to be struggling in the first game that they played. So, you know, you worry about how pitchers in particular are going to react to this thing. That seems to be the one that we don't talk enough about.
Well, and the KBO has experienced their share of injuries in Korea by coming back and not having players in as good of a shape as they typically are. Those have been mostly hamstring injuries which have cropped up, and you wonder if, while we're worried about the pitcher's arms, if it's actually the players, you know, the position players' hammies that are going to be the ones popping and you know, being something you have to keep an eye on, because those are the kinds of things that can derail a season or change the course of a team's kind of ability to contend. So, yeah, I think on Monday morning, though, Mully, I'll be curious to know which league has the most optimistic chance of returning, which in terms of our feel for it, because this is a big weekend for Major League Baseball, but also the NHL. You know, the Players Association is going to look at that proposal today, as Charlie pointed out. The NBA is inching closer to the Orlando model, and I think the NFL certainly is on the last one to mention, but I think they're seem to be on track. But I wonder, does the NHL is that the league that on Monday morning looks like the closest to being, you know, able to return, if the players accept a lot of these proposals or the details included in the proposal today?
The league right now that is closest to returning is the NBA. The NBA is coming back. The players want to come back. The stars want to come back. LeBron supposedly running secret practices with the Lakers. They are preparing to come back. And I think that more than any other league right now is the only certainty that we have. But as you say, maybe that changes over the weekend. Maybe that, you know, you would hope that baseball would be back before then, but I think the NBA is, you know, mid-July is what they have circled. We've heard that all over the place. They want to have a proposal in place and everything locked down by June 1. So
do you think
if they end up being the league, go ahead.
Do you think it's because we're in Chicago that idea, and I agree with you, I guess maybe reluctantly a little bit, but because the Bulls are what the Bulls are this year, and I know they've revamped their front office, there's a lot of reasons to hope, but that's next year. I don't know about if I have any excitement about them finishing this season.
I don't know, man. It was a really good NBA season, and there are three teams that are all kind of co-favorites.
Well, yeah, around the league.
And, yeah, I'm saying the league, but I mean, I just love the idea of you know, of Jim Boylan getting a last gasp to try to time out his way to keeping the job with the new administration over his shoulder.
That'll be his 10-part documentary one day, The Last Gasp.
Yeah, The Last Gasp.
The 10-timeout documentary. All right, everyone. We had a great time today. David, a very happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Please enjoy yourself.
I will.
And we want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
We certainly appreciate that. And our thanks to our guy, Dustin Rhodes, even if he's having a rare moment.
I thought our spirit was really good.
Good to hear, Jim. And Kevin Zipak, what a wonderful human.
Looking good on Last Dance, brother.
It's an all-time classic. And Ray, bless you, Ray. We appreciate everything you do, buddy.
Thanks,
and
Ray.
I tested very positively in another sense. So negative. This morning, I tested positively toward negative, right? So, no, I tested perfectly this morning. Meaning I tested negative.
What?
Beautiful.
Happy birthday, David. God bless you.
Thanks, Molly. Have a good weekend.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it is.
You're listening to Mully and Hall, Chicago's number one sports morning show. They cover all of Chicago's teams, from the daily wins and losses to the most historic moments in Chicago sports. When you think Chicago sports, think Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
You work hard for your money. You should be rewarded for that. That's why so many people are switching to Consumers Credit Union. Member-owned, Consumers offers tremendous advantages, like earning up to 5.09% APY for doing things you're likely already doing. Plus, you can use any ATM anywhere, and Consumers refunds the fees. It's no wonder Consumers Free Rewards Checking is recognized as one of the best high-yield checking accounts nationwide. Account qualifications apply. Signing up is a breeze at myconsumers.org. Consumers Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
We're all looking for a little assistance adjusting to our new lives at home. ComEd can help. Through the CARE Financial Assistance Program and flexible payment options, we'll try to find a financial assistance solution that works for you. We're also suspending disconnections and waiving any new late charges through at least June 1st. If your service has already been disconnected, please call us at 800-334-7661. ComEd. Let's power through this together.
Times are challenging right now around the country. But True Green knows that the grass will get greener. You may be spending more time enjoying your lawn this season than ever before. And True Green can help make your lawn happy, healthy, and weed-free. Go to TrueGreen.com to receive 50% off your spring application. At True Green, we'll take care of your lawn. You take care of you.
A previous segment was brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto, and this segment is brought to you by Northside University Health Systems.
Plumbing emergency and need immediate service? Call the professionals at Plumbers 911. 1-833-PLUM-911. Licensed and highly trained plumbers available 24/7. Call now and get $50 off your initial plumbing service. Plumbers 911. 1-833-PLUM-911.
Voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Life has changed almost overnight.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions. We are going to try to get you some answers. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. Together, we host Coronavirus.